little endeavor, and it will come. So, you haven't got to engage your major portion of time for this purpose. Because, according to your body, the necessities are already here. How can I see that there is already the necessities of my life? He is giving a very nice example that sarvatra labhate daivat. Sarvatra means everywhere. If you become a forest animal, your sense gratification from paraphernalia is there. If you become an aquatic animal, your sense gratificatory paraphernalia is there. If you are a man, that is also there. If you are American, it is there. If you are Indian, you are there. If you are Aborigine, it is there. If you are ant, if you are an animal or a worm within the earth, or the food is there. The rat, the cockroaches, they live within the bread, still the food is there. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, the sarvatra labhate, in any form of life. Either you become man, god, a dog, a cat, and anything. Your sense gratification. What are those sense gratification things? That you require to eat something. Either you are man or animal or whatever it is. You require to eat something. So eatable fashion. Then you require a place to sleep. Oh, that place is also there. Just like we have got so many friends, some of them present here, they have practically no apartment, but still, they have got place to sleep. They have got place to sleep. Nobody is without sleeping. There must be some place to sleep. There must be something, somewhere, or it is hidden. The arrangement for your eating, arrangement for your sleeping, and arrangement for your mating, so all these arrangements are there by nature. So, deha yoga, the self-gratification which you want, or the particular type of body as you have got, that is already arranged. As much as the example is, dukkham ajasnataha, as much as the distress from which you are destined to suffer are also there. The distress also, according to law of karma, we create our own distress and happiness. So, as much as the happiness is there, similarly the distress is also there. Nobody tries for distress. Dukkham ajatmata. Dukkham means distress. Nobody tries to invite distress in his life, but distress overcomes him. Similarly, the quantity of happiness or the measurement of happiness that is already predestined by nature is already there. So, you should not bother, because they are all atheistic boys, they are after material improvement, economic development. The atheist class of men, they are always busy for economic development. They have no idea of spiritual existence or spiritual advancement of life. That is the distinction between atheistic life and theistic life. Atheistic people are not concerned, not a block. They are concerned for advancing in spiritual life. So, because they are speaking among the boys who came from atheistic family, he says, my dear friend, don't bother yourself for developing your economic condition, because that is already arranged there. You better utilize your short time, short span of life for understanding Krishna or the Krishna consciousness. That is his purpose. प्रयास न कर्तव्य जता आयु पयः परम बिकॉज यू हैव गॉट लिमिटेड स्पैन ऑफ लाइफ. ज्यादा से आई एक्सप्लेन दैट सपोज यू आर डेस्टिन टू लीव फॉर 50 ईयर्स. नाउ यू कैनॉट मेक इट 51 ईयर्स or 50 years, 1 month, by spending any amount of money. Just like a man is dying, he's a very weak man. The doctor says that he'll die at certain time. And if somebody says, my dear doctor, kindly increase the time a little more. He says that he'll die at 10 o'clock at night. Now, make it next day 10 o'clock, we have got some business. So that is not possible. That is not possible. If you spend millions of dollars and bribe the doctor, please extend the life. We have to get him sign some document before he dies. Oh, that is not possible. Therefore, just try to understand the duration of life, how much it is valuable. It is not in your power to increase even by moment. Therefore, Prahlada says that don't spoil your life for so-called sensitivity. That is all you are interested. Don't spoil your valuable life simply for sensitivity. That's it. These instructions are to be noted by human beings. That we should not spoil even a second of our life useless, out the house and our life, kati nidakshathamita, kanuhanisatolita. Just the other day I told you about the version of Janakapani. आयुष खरविधन की कल्पांत स्थायी न गुना दे पंडित कानक पंडित से that this आयु the duration of life we do not know when we have end. It is as sure, it is there, but कल्पांत स्थायी न गुना. But if you are Krishna conscious, then your that spiritual qualification will continue to journey. There are many in the practice and Vedic literature. So here also the same thing is repeated. The Sarasana Kattabha Jato Ayut Bhayaparam. You should not try to spoil your life, spoil your valuable life for something which is not very much beneficial for us. And what is that thing beneficial? Self-realization. Self-realization, what I am. This is the product of meditation. If you want to meditate, meditation means to attend to understand oneself, what I am. That is real meditation. Meditation does not mean that, of course, this voidness, meditation in voidness, is another negative effect that this body is nothing. But actually, I am not void. I am still soul. And because I have no information of the spirit soul, therefore, I simply try to think of the negative side of this body here. That is all right. Simply negative, I am not this body. I am not this body. I am not this body, that's all right. But that is not perfect self-realization. When I understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, that is partial self-realization. And when I understand that I am not only spirit soul, but I have got spiritual activity, that is still more advanced. And when you are actually situated in spiritual activity, that is the purpose. That's why I got it. One thing is, I am not this body. That's all right. Then what you are, or what I am. The next stage is to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I am Brahman. Take that, as Sanskrit language, is that to understand that I am spirit soul. All right. That, is that finished? No. Still, you have to go further. Then I am spirit soul. So, in the spirit soul, in this material body, has so much activity. Now, regarding this body, I have got so many activities. And when the body is finished, is it correct that the spirit soul stops to act? No. It does not stop to act. Because that is the active principle. Because the spirit is there within this body. Therefore the body is active. Now, suppose I am not this body. Then, does it mean that the spirit has no activity? So, this is not wrong too. Spirit has various activities, but we do not know. That is illusion. So, meditation means to understand oneself that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And further advancement of that meditation is to know what are the activities of the spirit soul. And when one is actually engaged in those spiritual activities, that is the perfection of meditation. So this Krishna consciousness is direct engagement of spiritual activities. This is the concession. This is the concession of this age. We have got very little opportunity in the present day to meditate. It is very difficult. The so-called meditation for 15 minutes, and 23 hours, all kinds of nonsense activities will never help you. Therefore, meditation is out of question at the present age. I am not speaking from my own views. It is stated in the Shastra. In the Shastra, it is said that creatures of Bhayato Vishnu, meditation on Vishnu was possible in the Golden Age or in the Satyayuga. Satyayuga means at that time the people used to live for 100,000 of years. And they were all perfect in religious life. There was no flaw. Then came the Tritayu, when they were perfect threefold, and the duration of life reduced to 10,000. The next group, next millennium, is called the upper group, when the life of people, half religious, half pious, half decent. And the duration of life reduced to 1,000. And this age is called Kali Yuga, the age of fault and misunderstanding. The duration of life has reduced to 100 years. Not even 100. 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, at most. Not really. As so far, life is concerned, 3/4 of the life is irreligious. 1/4 only are religious. That is also doubt. So therefore, in these days, the Shastric injunction, there is an injunction of the authorized teacher, is that creatures of Bhayato Vishnu. In the Golden Age, when people used to live for 100,000 of years, meditation was possible. Because we understand Valmiki Muni, he got perfection by meditation after meditating 60,000 of years. And similarly, for Dhammuni, he got perfection by meditation after 10,000 of years meditation. So meditation process is difficult process and it is not possible in detail. This is the invention of the Shastra. Simply we can waste our time by so-called meditation, but real meditation is not achievable at the present day. Therefore the prescription is Kiteja Dhyato Vishnu Tritayam Jagato Mahari. In the first millennium, meditation was possible. In the second millennium, sacrifice. A big yoga or sacrifice was performed by people. And in the third millennium, temple was. And in the fourth millennium, Kalauta Dharikitana. In these days of Bali, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, you can attain the success. So these are the prescriptions we have to follow. Our policy, those who are serious about Krishna consciousness, they should not waste their time from sense-direction. And because the body is there, we are not free from the body. There are demands for the sense. So that should be controlled. That is the process in every line of action. Either you meditate or you perform sacrifices to do anything. The real process is to control the senses. So try to control the senses as far as possible and utilize your time for advancing Krishna consciousness. And the process is very simple, simply chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So make your life regular. There is no demand. It is not that you cannot eat, or you cannot sleep, or you cannot have sex life, or you cannot defend yourself. Do all these things according to the rules and regulations. But don't waste your time for artificial increment of sense values. Don't. You require to eat to maintain your body and soul together. You eat. You don't require to eat less. Suppose you can eat 1 pound. Krishna consciousness prescription does not say you simply eat 1 ounce. No, you eat 1 pound. But don't eat more. Similarly, you have to sleep or make your shelter, apartment nicely so that you can comfortably sleep. Defend your country, defend your home. Nice. Sex life, yes, you have sex life, but not in the unrestricted way, limited with married wife or married husband and comfortably and very gentle. So these are prescriptions of them. There is no demand, but make it systematic. But the balance of your life. Don't spoil your life simply for sense gratification or so-called advancement of material things. You should utilize your time how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. That is the seventh substance of Prahlad Maharaj in Prakran. He was heroes who were born of a Hindu family and is a gradually discussed. Now if you have got an important command.
As you chant from the list, you chant to the mind to walk.
Begin from the list, then you go to the mind.
Do different spirit souls have different activities, spiritual activities?
No. Spirit soul is one. Therefore, only one activity to serve the Lord. That's all. The Lord is one, and the spirit soul qualitatively one, and the activities also one. That is our mission. One God, one mantra, one picture, one activity. One God Krishna. One mantra, Hare Krishna. One picture, Bhagavan Gita. And one activity, Krishna Krishna. There is no two, one. Yes.
As the ages progress, the populations in the ages, are they more conditioned?
Yes.
Are we more conditioned than the people in Sakya Yuga?
Oh, yes, definitely. Just like a particular type of body, just like a dog and a man, there is difference of condition. A dog's living is more conditional than a man's. Animal and human being, there is difference of condition. Similarly, there is difference of condition between human being and demigod. There are different avas, living entities in the higher planet. Their condition of life, or standard of life, is different. Just like your America, your standard of life in other poor countries, their standard of life is different. So, the same principle, according to the body you have got, the standard of so-called happiness and distress, everything is different. So, this age, Kali Yuga, as it will increase, the distress of the people will increase. I shall next day, I shall describe how the distress of the Kali Yuga will increase. You just remind me next. Okay. Yes. No, for a devotee that is not infected. Because he is transcendental to this place and happiness. Spiritual activities are transcendental. Ahaituki apratibhata. Ahaituki, spiritual activities is not done under any cause. We love Krishna not with a cause. Just like here in material world, I love a girl for sensory. Or I love a boy for senses. There is a cause. And as soon as the cause is disturbed, or the love is disturbed, then it's imperfect. But love of Krishna is without cause. It is spontaneous. Therefore there is no imperfect. Because this word love can be engaged only in relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, there is no question of love. So, when the love of Krishna is transcendental, there is no material impediment. Is it clear?
If meditation without showing was at one time acceptable, why is it now sufficient?
Because the time has changed. You have to take, consider according to the time, circumstances, atmosphere. Here, at the present moment, our mind is so disturbed that concentration of meditation is not possible. But this chanting, by, as soon as we chant, by force, our mind is engaged in chanting and this, by force. Hare Krishna. So even my mind is disturbed by the vibration or attraction. So that is this meditation is for me. Other meditation, if I sit down and think, I am thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna, which is red. At once the red bird comes in my leader and the bird begins to fly any further. So that kind of artificial meditation will not hurt. Meditation is not actually possible in this way. Okay? Now, so far I know that Maharshi says that you meditate for 15 minutes daily. Is it correct? Twice. That's 30 minutes. All right, 2 hours. That's all right?
Pardon me?
2 hours a day, 1 hour morning, 1 hour. So, if one is engaged in meditation for 2 hours, and if other is engaged for 24 hours, whose meditation is perfect? Don't say, I think Maharshi. I mean to say, if somebody is engaged in meditation for 2 hours, and other is engaged for 24 hours, then whose meditation value will be greater?
Then there are two types of meditation. There's a 2 hour meditation.
First of all, you answer this. I am just saying that a person is engaged in meditation for 2 hours. Another person is engaged in meditation for 24 hours. Whose meditation is valid? Is it not?
You have to chant all day long.
Huh? Not only chanting. There are other engagements.
So,
24 hours. Now, that meditation, what Maharshi says, you do not know, he says, just now, that you do not know.
I don't know the soul of the Maharishi,
but then explain. What is that?
He says it's meditate quite.
That's all right. Okay. What is that meditation? Process.
Okay, given your mantra, when you sit down and meditate, you think.
Do you know that mantra?
Yes, I can speak.
You cannot speak, it's secret.
Therefore, our Mahamantra
is so nice that we have chanted this loudly, the power becomes loud.
That's fine, I agree. And yet I don't think there's just one.
And there is no secret. It is open.
I don't feel there's just one month. I feel that the entire month would be old. And so our Krishna Brahma would be just one part of home. That
doesn't have to be. Is there any difference between home and Hare Krishna?
Yeah, home is total. Well, okay, I'll reword it. Home is the total presence and all of nature.
Do you know the definition of Om? Do you know the definition of Om? It is in the Bhagavad Gita. It says, Aksharanam Omkarasmi. Krishna says that amongst the alphabet, I am Omkar. Therefore, Omkar is not defined from Krishna. Actually, we say Krishna, the Omkar is there.
I'm asking, as soon as I say my mantra,
Om is also there. Right. So, Omkar is in every Vedic mantra, the Omkar is there.
Right.
But when Krishna is there, Omkar is automatically there.
Right.
Because it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Aksharanam Omkarasmi. Among the alphabet, I am Omkar. So, When you speak of Krishna, the omkar is automatically there. When there is fire, the heat is automatically there.
Transcendental meditation by Maharishi is not a concentration process. It's a process of using the mantra to get into the meditation. And once reaching the point of deep meditation, thoughts will just occur. There's no concentrating procedure at all. And this is why I had a question first. You said meditation is impossible. You said it's a concentrating process. Well, Maharishi meditation is not the process.
Then he has to manufacture something. It is not stated in the standard book. You see, Bhagavad Gita and Patanjali system, Yoga system, and that is different. It's stated. And the Bhagavad Gita, the meditation, has to be concentrated upon the Vishnu. Mappara. The word is Mappara. One has to concentrate his meditation upon the form of Vishnu. Nothing else. That is real meditation. But if Maharshi has manufactured his own way of meditation, I cannot comment on it. Because we have to comment on the books of our any other questions?